Command number 84. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. Matthew 5:37. Again we encounter Jesus making a point with overstatement. No one seriously expects us to go through life saying nothing but yes and no. Jesus himself did not do so either. Once more, we gain further insight into his words from the Lord's brother James, who gave this command in its more familiar form. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. James 5:12. The two brothers continued to be remarkably in sync. It may be, too, that James was attempting to formulate, in the form of a brief address to the churches, an intensely practical restatement of the essence of his brother's teaching. If so, it is no surprise that he would amplify Jesus' own words. In this case, James is making a simple but profound point. Say what you mean. He is building upon the earlier command. Not only do not speak carelessly, speak accurately. The implications are enormous in a time when people are in the habit of using language so casually. Nor is it merely a question of speaking carefully and truthfully. It is larger than that. James is speaking of dependability, commitment, follow-through, predictability, accountability. Not just say what you mean, do what you mean. Do what you say you will do. If you say you will be somewhere, be there. If you promise to do something, do it. The Lord's people are meant to be men and women you can trust implicitly. Their words can be depended on. Their promises can be depended on. Their entire character can be depended on. All this, and more besides, is drawn up into the magnificent challenge that touches every aspect of life. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Sadly, there are Christians so mesmerized by spiritual concerns that they don't stop to consider what flighty, inconsistent, unreliable, erratic unpredictability says to a watching world. Their yes means if they get around to it. Their no means maybe. They are perennially late, enamored of every new fad and teaching, full of plans, dreams, schemes, but little comes of them. They move from church to church, the last people you would depend on in a pinch. Staying power, constancy, steadfastness, a long obedience in the same direction, these do not enter into the calculus of their spiritual focus. But they are not worried. Grace covers all. Being an individual whose yes means yes and whose no means no contains important implications about how one conducts himself or herself in conversation. Ideas, opinions, and plans are measured out judiciously. Another of James' injunctions, being slow to speak, is always on the mind of one whose yes means yes and whose no means no, lest, speaking too hastily and without forethought, a word might later have to be withdrawn, and it will turn out that yes wasn't exactly yes, and no wasn't quite no. Of course, circumstances arise, and there are times we must change our minds. But life will be full of less awkwardness the fewer times commitments must be broken. Better to keep one's own counsel and remain silent until certain that the yes or no can be spoken with confidence, and with a staying power to back it up. Fewer, more accurate windows into character exist than the reliability of one's words. In all likelihood, one whose yes means yes and whose no means no will be an individual of maturity in other areas of life as well. The following is an excerpt from Rudolf Flesch, Say What You Mean. Vigorous writing is concise, A sentence should contain no unnecessary words. A paragraph, no unnecessary sentences. For the same reason that a drawing should have no unnecessary lines and a machine no unnecessary parts. This requires not that the writer make all his sentences short, or that he avoid all detail and treat his subjects only in outline, but that every word tell. William Strunk Jr., The Elements of Style. God bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to let my yes be yes and my no be no. Keep me from frivolous chatter and unwise commitments I have not thought through. Check the scattered ideas that come and go in my brain at the door of my mouth. Make me known as a person who says what he means, who does what he says he will do, and whose word is his bond. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.